Government's plan for a division within the court system to address commercial matters has come in for some praise in the Senate. Independent Senator Kevin Boyce.
The appointment of a commercial division on commercial judges. And this is something which is particularly close to home given the practice where Senator Grant referred to his bread and butter being tourism. My bread and butter is the practice of law, or as they call it, the practice of justice. And the appointment of a commercial judges, sir, certainly is something which I believe all legal practitioners have been clamoring for a while. But I think it should also be said that the judges which we currently have commercial experience. So this concept that we need to bring commercial judges, yes, there is some truth in it, but the aim is that after you establish the commercial court, by sitting in a commercial court for a number of years and by refining the type of matters that are brought within the commercial court, that is when the expertise of both the judges and the practitioners who are in that court dealing with these commercial matters every day, that's how it elevates, sir. So it's not necessarily that we don't have the expertise within the current stable, dare I say, or the current grouping, sir, but it's by the consistent exposure, and I believe the Senator Maynard, I'm sure there's a medical equivalent concept, where the more you practice surgery in a certain area, the more specialized you become within that area. The same thing applies to the commercial practice, sir. So the benefit is, though, and it is hopeful that this would lead to a decrease in the time required to resolve commercial matters. This then lends support to investors, who simply put, sir, if they have no confidence in the ability of the courts to resolve their disputes, will not invest within the country. That's the long and short of it. If I am a commercial investor, if I am a conglomerate and I am lending money locally, and I know I'm going to face a rigorous uphill battle to utilize the court system to recover that money, I am not going to lend the money. And we have seen that in the transactions where we work, given the nature of the questions put forward when it comes time to doing due diligence. And it shouldn't be thought that this commercial court would be only limited to banks, conglomerates, or others. But the simple fact is the ordinary citizen will benefit as well, because these courts deal with commerce, so money's lent, business disputes. And the simple fact is you increase the access of persons to these courts to deal with commercial problems. Because if you can't get justice in the court, you're going to look for justice elsewhere.
Government Senator Rudy Grant observed that the Doing Business report for last year ranked Barbados at 129 out of 190 countries. And this he contrasted with 2013, when Barbados was at 88.
In that report, Barbados ranked 170 out of 190. Sir, the report indicated that Barbados, out of a score of 100 in its overall performance with respect to the time that it took to enforce contracts, was at 38.02 out of 170 economies. Sir, that report as well also spoke to the quality of the judicial process. And it indicated that Barbados scored a 6.5 out of a possible 18. The expectation, therefore, is, Mr. President, that with the commercial division, we will be able to see an improvement with respect to doing business in Barbados.
Government Senator Rudy Grant. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.